My name is William Starbuck Rogers, captain of the Macchiato 3 spacecraft and defender of Earth, or what's left of her anyway. In the year 2017 AD, my parent company / primary corporate sponsor / system of government, Starbucks, bought the final Seattle's Best and completed its inevitable monopolization over the lucrative worldwide coffee industry. In 2032, my mentor, my space pal, and personal savior, Howard Schultz, being kept alive by then-modern medicines and a 24-hour-a-day latte drip, invented a vehicular mode of transportation that ran exclusively on unleaded Frappuccino. The rest of the world's technology soon fell in line, and eventually the need for crude oil no longer existed on Earth. In 2044, Republicans were finally ousted from the White House, and troops immediately pulled out of the war on Iraq. The land they occupied was then replaced with Starbucks franchises, their locations determined by then-President Schultz. Finally, in the year 2051, Earth was attacked by unknown galactic intruders we overlooked, settling what history books now refer to as the Bush Vendetta. The Draconian Empire emerged from space to assassinate President Schultz, send Earth spiraling into the black hole of a 500-year time warp, and to destroy 95% of the Earth's surface. From the ashes of this war, only two corporations survived, Starbucks and Rent-A-Center. Which brings us to today, the year 2531, when the united franchises of Starbucks not only fight an intergalactic game of survival with the superior Draconians, but also a bloody ongoing war for Earth's remains with the only people in the Milky Way who still possess a decent espresso machine. Come with me, Starbuck Rogers, and the soldiers of the Macchiato 3 spacecraft on another adventure into space, another quantum leap into the future.
Here, Captain Rogers, a tall, non-fat, vanilla house blend, two sugars, a sprinkle of cinnamon, a dash of half and half. Hold the whip, just as you requested, sir.
What? No muffin?
Did you say muffin? I'm sorry. I didn't hear muffin. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get right on it, Captain.
No, forget it, Corporal Jason. I've got bigger worries today.
Is it Rent-A-Center again, Captain?
I'm afraid so. Oh, Jason, you're in my line of work for as long as I've been in it. You don't see the enemy, you sense him.
I trust you completely, Captain.
Corporal Jason, your hand's rubbing my thigh again. I'll beg you to stop.
Sorry, Captain.
Why don't you go check on the pastries? Lieutenant Davy, Second Lieutenant Mark, go with Corporal Jason. That's all I need is for a scone to jam at an inappropriate moment.
Captain Rogers!
Yes, Commander Chris.
Your bitch is here, sir.
Juan Valdez?
Good one, sir.
Well, give me some dap then. That's better.
Of course, I'm speaking of your female companion, veteran actress Erin Gray, sir.
Well, don't just stand there stirring your French roast with a slender tongue depressor. Send her in, Commander. Send her in right away.
If I may first speak frankly, Captain.
Go ahead, Commander.
I don't know what you see in Erin Gray, sir.
Well, let's step back at it and look at it from my perspective, Commander. I'm a heterosexual man in an otherwise all-gay work environment. Colonel Gray's the only woman who survived the Draconian attacks. She still looks pretty good for her age, and the entire human race depends upon our successful procreation. What would you do?
Oh, I guess I understand, sir, but Erin Gray's so not hot, Captain. She has the worst taste in shoes of anyone on the ship, and would it kill her to run a comb through that hair of hers?
Commander, you're in violation of the great President Schultz's edict against whining like a bitch. Now, please, show in Erin Gray, Commander.
Yes, Captain. I'm sorry, Captain.
Try this coffee. Damn it, this is already cold. Hey, Private, yes, you there, man.
Yes, Captain.
Excuse me, Private, but would you mind telling me where your fucking name tag is? How are customers to know your name, Private, if you don't advertise it? You're a disgrace to the apron, son. Now you go nuke my tall, non-fat vanilla house blend, two sugars, a sprinkle of cinnamon, a dash of half and half, hold the whip, right now, and grab a fucking name tag, Private, or you'll be on blender duty till you're 90. You hear me, Missy?
Yes, sir!
Hello, Starbucks.
Oh, hi, Erin Gray.
Am I catching you at a bad time, Captain Grumpy Pants?
Oh, come on, Erin Gray. We have simple rules at Starbucks. Clean up after yourself. Always smile. Be gay. Don't surrender the secret to the company's addictive additives. And remember your name tag. I mean, no offense, but if the retarded guy from I Am Sam can remember it, then so can Private What's-His-Name.
I think somebody had one too many cups of a tall, non-fat vanilla house blend, two sugars, a sprinkle of cinnamon, a dash of half and half, and hold the whip today.
Oh, you're probably right, Erin Gray. I'm sorry, baby. It's good to see you. Can I get you anything? Iced coffee? Lemon bar? A tin of We've Taken Our Logo Way Too Far breath mints?
No, I'm fine.
I'll say, I know I've said it before, Erin Gray, but that guy from Silver Spoons had no idea how good he had it.
You know, I hate when you bring up Rick.
Whoopsie. Must be the Baileys talking again. Anyway. What the hell was that? Tweaky, talk to me.
Captain, we've been hit. Starboard, by what appears to be a VCR and DVD in one.
They're striking us with obsolete equipment. That can mean one of two things. They're either on their last leg at Rent-A-Center or they're just toying with us. Launch the missiles, Tweaky.
The Grand Missile, Grande missiles are just the Venti missiles, Captain.
No, Tweaky, the Talls. We're not going to launch Grandes until we know they mean business. Erin Gray, I just want you to know that I love you. And if we survive this, I'm going to buy you the biggest muffin in the galaxy.
I love you too, Starbuck. Just get us out of here.
You heard her, Tweaky. Let's put some initials on this ship and fill her up till she foams.
Yes, Captain. Missile 1's away, sir. Missile 2's away, sir.
Direct hits. Great job, Tweaky.
They're leaking, Captain.
Not bad for one real man, a caffeine addict, and a crew of limp-wristed coffee slingers, huh?
Not bad at all, sir.
See if we can recover that missile of theirs, Tweaky. I've got a VHS copy of Broke Down Palace around here somewhere. Let's treat the boys tonight to coffee and a movie.
You got it, Captain.
Travis, take the wheel. Erin Gray and I are going to my quarters to have conventional male-female sex. Holler if you need me. Starbuck Rogers, defender of the universe.